It's Friday. I'm Carl Azuz. This is CNN Student News. Today we're going from the Gulf of Mexico to the Persian Gulf and from marine mischief to feline follicle follies. First up, though, shut down. No budge in the government's budget crisis on Thursday. The president and Democrats are on one side, Republicans on the other. Wednesday evening, congressional leaders from both parties met with President Obama at the White House. The result? No result. This partial government shutdown has to do with different views on government spending. But anger about the president's health care reform law, commonly known as Obamacare, is involved here too. There's another potential battle looming in Washington. The country's debt ceiling is the next subject, and the deadline for that is getting closer.
Now let's take a look at the next big hurdle, a debt default. It is really critical that the United States continue to pay its bills on time. When you don't pay your bills on time, what happens? Your credit rating goes down. It costs more to borrow money. It costs more to service the debt you already have. If the U.S. were to default on its bills, because come October 17th, it's got $30 billion cash on hand and many, much, much more than that coming in terms of bills due. If the U.S. were to default, interest rates would skyrocket, the stock market could slide, it would hurt job creation again. Again, at a very fragile time, many economists say it could throw the economy right back into a recession.
There's a storm brewing in the Gulf of Mexico, just recently formed between Cuba and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. When we put this show together, the system was a tropical storm, Tropical Storm Karen. Forecasters were saying it was almost certain it would strengthen to a hurricane. Its projected path shows it headed to the U.S. Gulf Coast, likely making landfall somewhere between Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle. That could happen Saturday night, so if you live in that area, please keep an eye on your local forecasts.